Greetings. Deacon Chris here. This is our first recorded Lent devotion. We're using this guide, A Story to Tell, and we're going to use Monday, February 22nd's devotion. So welcome. Welcome to this time of setting aside and beginning your journey as we journey to Easter. In these devotions, A Story to Tell, about Jesus in Mark, it unfolds as good news or gospel. It is called good news because Jesus' mission and ministry, including preaching and teaching and healing, it's unlike anything people who walked the streets with Jesus had ever experienced before. Here was Jesus doing a new thing, not with judgment and fear, but with that urgent desire for wholeness and love. With the Gospel of Mark, there's an economy of words, right? And they unfold quickly, often suddenly. We encounter that word in the Gospel of Mark. So let us lean into the pondering and to the reflecting of this devotion. Here's the scripture for Monday, February 22nd, and it will work all week. When the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. Just then, there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. In response to that scripture, here is a quote to ponder from Nadia Boltz-Weber. Quote, "I just know that demons, whether they be addictions or evil spirits, are not what Jesus wants for us." I'll read that again. "I just know that demons, whether they be addictions or evil spirits, are not what Jesus wants for us." Jesus does not want people to suffer at all. Not in their minds, and not in their bodies, and not in their souls. The next paragraph is called Show Up. Jesus isn't one who hides or dips his toe in to take the temperature of the moment before deciding how he will respond to a situation. He's always all in, all Jesus, all the time, no matter who likes it or doesn't like it. On several occasions, his all-in-ness results in attacks from demons. Demons do not want us to show up all in like Jesus. They are their most contrary when we show up no holds barred. They bully, belittle, and berate to get us to follow their lead and to be less than ourselves. It is not our fate to follow demons down those rabbit holes. We have been given the same authority as Jesus. Let me read that statement again. We have been given the same authority as Jesus. The next time a bullying word or thought comes to you, flick it away. God's desire is for you to show up all in, all the way, as you share Christ's love in the world. Ponder what functions as a bullying demon in your life. What thoughts and feelings and actions, or even people sometimes, make you feel less than whole? Jesus, in the Gospel of Mark, is addressing all of this, all of this, all bullying and berating and belittling from the dark voices, those places and things in our lives that make us feel anything other than whole, Jesus shows up for as the Holy One of God to restore. Jesus shows up for you. Just like Jesus showed up for the man with an unclean spirit. Jesus' story intersects with our story, right? As beloved children of the Holy One, God restores us again as we journey through Lent in 2021, still in pandemic. There is God just showing up all in. May we show up in one another's lives with the words from Jesus, words that desire wholeness and love. This devotion ends with a prayer. Let us pray. Jesus, you never let demons bully you. Put your power behind my tongue, that every time I am assailed into thinking I ought to be less than myself, I can say no in Jesus' name. Amen. There'll be another devotion next week ready for you on Monday. And until then, God be with you as you journey through Lent.